With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
AFC South matchup. Texans, I mean, let's call it what it is, and say what you want about Bill O'Brien. I say this is the weekend Bill O'Brien, after what he saw out of A.J. Hinch, and maybe, just maybe, and this is just my own sentiment on this, I think B.O.B. turns the corner as a head coach, and he does it starting this weekend as a player, you play for Belichick, so it almost doesn't even count. We're talking apples and oranges when it comes to him and B.O.B.
He was there.
But yeah. I mean, we still haven't figured out what he's learned from him yet. But point is, I say that jokingly. what does this mean to this locker room right now, considering the way you started, and you've got a chance to go on the road, play a scuffling Jacksonville team who beat the brakes off you not once but twice last year? And you can go in and reclaim the AFC South, at least for a week, but yeah. Put yourself in that position this weekend.
It's a big game. You know, we know divisional games count for a game and a half in your schedule.
Okay.
We always have a philosophy. We had it in Baltimore, and New England has its own take on it. But, you know, you got to win your home games, and you got to split your road games.
Okay.
You know, that puts you in position to have a home playoff game, win your division, and so forth. So this is an opportunity that they can't pass up. You're playing a wounded team here. There's already division within. You know, we always say that.
Sure.
No division within. You can't, no kingdom divided amongst itself will stand. So, you know, there's division within already.
Okay.
So you got to go for the blood.
Where'd you get that from anyway, by the way?
What?
No kingdom. What'd you say again? No kingdom divided will stand?
Yeah, no kingdom divided against itself will stand.
Where'd you get that from? Was that a football thing?
No, that's biblical.
It's an old saying.
Yeah, that's an old saying.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
I
need to read my Bible this weekend.
No, but it's reality. It's the truth, though. And they're divided right now, so the Texans have to take advantage of it. And for Bill O'Brien, he has to go in with a mindset to be aggressive offensively in his play.
Okay.
He cannot be passive. It can't be, hey, let's settle into this thing. Let's try to find a rhythm.
Yeah.
He has to come out with his guns drawn.
What would you do? Let's make James ahead of both. If Bill O'Brien came to you and said, James, drop the first four or five plays, what are you doing?
First four or five plays, I'm going zone read, play action pass, trying to hit Hopkins up top. I'm going to let them know that we're stretching the field early and often.
I like the way you coach.
Yeah, that's first play. And then after, I'll probably do a simple screen play, because you know that pass rush is going to be heavy. They're going to be hot and heavy. And then another thing that Deshaun Watson needs to do is change up the snap count. Get them to jump. Get them at least to show what they have offensively. And then get you in your offense in the best play. So those first three will get you in a good rhythm, probably get you a big play, and then be able to attack offensively. And then lastly, I would say go no huddle first drive. Put the tempo on them. Come out early saying, hey, we're here to play.
Yeah.
I know you guys have a pass rush. You guys talk a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But we're coming at you this first drive.
Let me ask you this, though, back on O'Brien, because with NFL players, there comes a point when that's just what you are. You're 4 or 5 years into your career. You're not going to get appreciably better, and until your body starts to affect you, you're not going to get appreciably worse.
No.
That's what you are as a player. Isn't the same true with coaches? And O'Brien, this is his fifth year as a head coach. Or do you think he could, as he's saying, he thinks he's going to take a turn? Maybe, but I don't think so.
No. It's one thing that I always learned, and I learned this from Ed Reed, was when you're watching film, don't watch players. Mm-hmm. You know, study the offensive coordinator. Because offensive coordinator, whether he's, you know, with – whether it's with the Jacksonville Jaguars or he goes to San Francisco 49ers, he's going to run the plays that he feels comfortable doing, no matter who's his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you think Ed Reed literally would just study play after play and know when he could jump a route?
Mm-hmm.
He would study an offensive coordinator, what they did in the first quarter of one game, what they did the first quarter of another game, what they
did in the different teams,
what they did in the first quarter to start the first 15 plays, and then he would take those plays that showed up often and say, okay, when I see this formation, I'm going after the play.
So, really?
Yeah, so an offensive coordinator, they have their fingerprint. They cannot It's almost like in their DNA, this is what I do, and I'm going to do this no matter what.
Yeah.
At this area of the field, I cross the 50, I'm taking a shot on first down. That's what I do as an offensive coordinator. I'm not going to change my mind about
it. Yeah. Because they're routine about
it,
right?
So they're routine.
Yeah,
so So you have to study.
So this
those
is
tendencies.
What Bill O'Brien is, and it's probably what he's going to be.
He's going to be. For him to drastically change, I don't see it.
What would be something then that we could see him do differently? I mean, again, let's not pretend he's going to make some wholesale change, right? But what are some things, and I guess maybe to your point already that you said he could do, because one thing I've noticed was, all right, so when he brought in Kiki Kuti a few weeks ago, we saw some more motion. We saw some quick hits. 3 weeks later, it's kind of back to the old thing again, right?
Vanilla, yeah.
And so is that just he felt, you know, he tried it for a new week. And the thing that is so befuddling about it was that he had success. Mm-hmm. And so you would think that new success would breed, okay, well, this worked. Let's try something. Let's keep trying something different.
Yeah.
But do coaches just go back to being who they are?
They do. And that goes back to the whole, you know, coach's DNA and fingerprint. Mm-hmm. That you're going to always resort back to what's most comfortable to you. Forget everybody else. Forget what we say. Forget what your team's doing. If you run a play and, you know, you maybe it worked in practice, you're going to try it in the game.
Right.
And if it doesn't work, you know, you might say, oh, okay, well, let's throw that out. Well, as a coach, you're going to say, well, maybe it was just that coverage. We'll come back to it again in the second quarter. That thing didn't work. Throw it out. Run something else that'll be more effective. But coaches don't often think that way. They think, hey, this is what I put in as a play to run. We're going to continue to run it until it's successful.
And that's why in back-to-back weeks, we literally saw the same plays in the red zone.
In the red zone.
Yeah.
The plays that failed.
Like, it drove me crazy because I would think as a player, let alone a coach, that is a point of emphasis.
You say no,
week.
Man. Even, yeah. I'm talking about during the week of practice is what I'm saying.
Not even like in film study, but during the week of practice, I might even extend our red zone period on Friday and say, hey, we're putting together these new groups of plays in different situations in
the
red zone.
He ran
the
exact
same play that didn't work before.
Yeah.
Well, no, it did work before. But no, that was the thing. It did work the week before, but it was one of, you know, it's that little toss
that
everybody's
that
doing.
Everyone's
right?
doing.
Right?
That
but it's on film.
Everyone does it.
Exactly.
As soon as they saw QT take a step in and hit on the wing there,
they knew exactly
what it was. Yeah.
So let me ask you this then. What is it then about Belichick that he does, where if a lot of coaches are doing the same thing, what is the one thing that he does that to you stands out that he does so differently than every other coach?
Belichick is so good because of his in-game adjustments. Mm-hmm. That's what makes him better than the rest, is that they're making changes far in advance before their opponent. And by the time you notice the changes they've made, it's too late. You're figuring
they're
it out on
again.
Monday.
They're changing again. Yeah.
You're figuring it out on Monday.
Give me an example. Give me an example of where he did something, maybe was it the first play that he did, maybe that y'all had. And is it something where you guys practice for something all week and then you find out right away, okay, this ain't working, and then within a play or a series he's already said, scrap it, we're doing something different?
Yeah, so say if you're, you know, defensive end, you know, Rob Ninkovich, and, you know, you're playing a team like the Texans that runs a zone read, and you're telling Rob all week, hey, go after the quarterback. Go after the quarterback every time you see the zone read. The first time you hit a run, he'll drop something completely different and say, Rob, you know what? Stab into the A gap. We'll wrap the other end around to go after the quarterback. And this is how we run it. Every time you see this formation, this is how we're going to run it.
Yeah.
So you might think you had success on it that first play. And every time after that, you're going to get something
you're
different.
Never going to see it
you're
again.
Never going to see that again.
Yeah.
And other coaches don't do that?
No. Mm-hmm. And you'll be surprised. Coaches will sit there and say, you know what? We'll just call something else.
Right.
We'll just call something else that we practiced against it, and you might still find success.
So he's kind of like drawing plays in the dirt.
In the dirt. And he'll sit there with his pad of paper and say, okay, da-da-da, let me just write this, two or three things down. And he'll come to the sideline and be like, no, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And
then
especially at halftime, it's even insane. Oh, it's oh man.
Your head's swimming.
Oh man. If say you're a team that you run an out by number two, he'll come in at halftime and say, "Hey corner, next time you see that out, I want you to jump it. Safety, you go over the top." Like it'll just things that you don't even think of.
Right.
He'll draw it up at halftime and say, "Hey, this is how we're going to attack this play."
Yeah.
And that's how they get turnovers and, you know, that whole bend don't break. They don't give up points.
Right. And it's Bill Belichick. And it's worked before. All right. What you got?
Little breaking news. Not too surprising. Uh-oh. We expected this, but Leonard Fournette officially out Sunday against the Texans.
You know, he practiced yesterday.
Wow. Well, he did not practice today, and he is officially out.
Is he on vacation?
Whack.
Missing in action,
dude.
It's a hammy, right?
It's been a hammy.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think it's a little more than that. Real quick.
Or steroids.
Real quick. That's cold-blooded. Real quick, who wins this game Sunday and why?
Wow. See, it's a tough
one. It's tough, right? Absolutely it is.
It's tough to just to put it out there because I hate screaming at my TV on Sundays.
We all do it. We all do it.
I'm going to pick
more of a clapper, but
I'm going to pick the Texans.
Ooh.
You know, I'm going to pick the Texans
okay.
because I believe in Hopkins and Deshaun Watson. I believe in that connection
okay.
that they can make enough plays to overcome yeah. play calling and win the game. So I'm going to go with the Texans.
The bold.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
Okay.
Score 24-17.
All right. Good game.
I love it.
Good game.
Unprovoked 24-17. Yeah. All right. Wings next week.
Wings next week.
Wings next week.
I'm a man
and
of
shout
my
out
word.
To Kitty Academy again.
Yeah, shout out to Kitty Academy.
Yes, educational child care.
Kids need good care.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay.
You know, especially
you know,
early childhood.
You know, in the summertime, if a child isn't continuing to read, they can actually drop two reading levels.
I believe it.
So why not have them come to Kitty Academy?
There you go.
Man, kids will read better yeah. after seeing. And listen. And they'll have bigger biceps when they're done, too. You'll read better, and you'll have bigger biceps. What more could you want out of your child? All right, coming up next, fresh off the prediction, what say you, loopholes? Lots to get to. It's Think Tank time next. You're feeling some type of way. We're sandwiched in between an Astros loss and a Texans possible reclaiming of the AFC South. What say you? 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. That's the phone number to chime in. What say you next? We'll hear from it. Think Tank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.